I suppose you're meaning in the 14th century, for example, in England, there is a movement towards translating the Bible, making the Bible available, associated with John Wycliffe and his followers, who are often known as Lollards. And that has been associated with other movements of the time, associated related to maybe the Peasants' Revolt, maybe other types of social disquiet. And it is true that some of the propagandists, or those who expressed the ideas of the so-called Peasants' Revolt, did indeed quote in English from the Bible. But I think it probably goes the other way, meaning to say, if you have strong social movements and issues that are economic and political, then of course, as we said earlier, the only language in town is the language of Christianity. So of course you're going to seek your precedents and your inspiring slogans in that most authoritative of texts, which is the Bible, which is shared by all, as we said, and which is authoritative to all. And one mediating format is that preachers can actually do that work of mediation. That is, preachers will take the Bible and render it into the vernacular, into English in this case, for their, they do that every Sunday, they do that every time they instruct or talk to their parishioners. So they can be quite an interesting conduit of taking the Bible and producing great slogans or keywords or catchwords with which people then use in their expression of political dissent. But you have to remember that also in Parliament, when you have knights or when you have bishops expressing their political ideas, they would also often use the Bible as an authoritative text. So to say that the Bible fomented social unrest, I think, would be the wrong way to look at it. But it is a massive authoritative resource. And of course, when it's also available in the spoken language, it is that much more attractive. And in the Bible, you can find anything, of course, yeah.